Hachette Audio presents Never in Finer Company, The Men of the Great War's Lost Battalion. Written by Edward G. Lengel. Read by James Lurie. To Caitlin, for rescuing me when I was lost. Prologue. Four Men. The soldier came down through the woods to the battlefield. It was morning. Almost a day had passed since the fighting stopped, and the wounded forest was quiet. Nearby lay a canteen, and some distance away from that, a helmet. Both were riddled with bullet holes. The ground was saturated with bullets, and spongy under the soldier's feet. Tattered bushes drooped dejected in every direction. In one place, bullets had slashed a lane through them wide enough for a man to pass. Two stretcher-bearers followed the soldier and stopped as he paused and turned his head to peer into the bracken. He was tall, red-haired, with a trimmed mustache and light, almost blonde eyebrows over haunted blue eyes. Yesterday, he had performed deeds that would inspire millions of people long past the day he passed from the world. But he did not think of himself as a hero, and he had no thought for the future. Dozens of men had died on this ground. Some were friends, and others strangers, including enemies whom he had slain. Many of these had died close enough for him to see.